Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And 1330 KNSS.
Yay! Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Everybody get up! 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. City of Wichita will not be closing library branches or golf courses. In the 2019 budget, which it will approve today, the city will add more than 30 new police positions. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We plan on saving many of those quality of life amenities that people like to have, but it's still at this point, you know, I will say this. For some of it, it's a 1 or 2 year fix.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS.
Law enforcement conducted a DUI check lane traffic enforcement operation over the weekend. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it took place on South Washington Street between Douglas and Kellogg.
Officers made contact with 325 vehicles, and through their contacts, there were 8 DUI arrests, including 1 felony DUI. 6 open container arrests.
That check lane lasted for 5.5 hours from late Saturday night into the early morning hours on Sunday.
Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall tells KNSS News, House District 1 has been going through some tough times. The district covers 66 of the state's 105 counties, mostly rural.
There's a drought going on from Hutchinson to Council Grove. Ponds that have never been dry before are drying. Commodity prices, 4 years of commodity prices in the tank. And now because of this trade war that's been going on since February, the prices went down another 20%.
Marshall says he believes President Trump favors a free market and doesn't want other countries to take advantage of the U.S.
Some members of the Trump administration getting a closer look at wildfires in California.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue toured the car fire damage in and around the city of Redding. Zinke said these massive, hot-burning fires do not have to be the new normal if we remove dead trees from public lands and thin out the forests.
And it's prescribed burns late in the season. It's mechanical extraction. It's better forest management. We know how to do it. Our frontline supervisors and superintendents just need the tools and the authorities to do it.
Purdue estimates they'll be spending $3 billion on fire suppression this year by borrowing from other parts of their budget, but that next year a change in funding kicks in that will allow them to spend more money on fire prevention. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The government has rested its case against President Trump's former campaign chairman.
Federal prosecutors have made their case against Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, charged with tax and bank fraud. Manafort has pleaded not guilty. It's still unclear if he'll testify or if the defense will even call any witnesses before moving on to closing arguments. Last week, the star witness for the prosecution, Rick Gates, a former Manafort business partner who struck a plea deal, spent days describing how he and Manafort used phony loan applications and offshore accounts to hide income from the IRS. But Gates also admitted to an extramarital affair and embezzlement, raising questions from the defense about his credibility. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A well-known office supply store fires a manager for falsely accusing a pregnant woman of stealing in North Carolina.
Cheryl Bates was paying for back-to-school supplies at a Staples in Pineville, North Carolina, where a cop came over, had her step aside to explain what was under her shirt. She replied, "Twins." That she's 34 weeks pregnant, expecting a boy and girl. A manager there apparently thought she was hiding something under there to steal, but the cop took it a step further, not believing her, and made her lift up her shirt. The manager, who was since fired, apologized and refunded her purchases. Bates says no mom should ever have to go through that. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing areas of scattered showers and a few thunderstorms around us, and wet weather is likely throughout most of the afternoon into this evening. Today's high 82. Showers and storms move on off to the east tonight. Our low 68. Clearing Wednesday with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now, fog, mist, 71 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on this Tuesday morning. It was quite a generous gift, but an accidental one. Massachusetts firefighters say a man who donated to their muscular dystrophy drive accidentally dropped his wedding ring into their boot. The Gloucester Daily Times reports firefighter Lucas McRobb was collecting donations Friday when he found the plain gold wedding band. The unwitting donor stopped by the firehouse later that day to explain what happened. Minus the value of the ring, the department has collected more than $7,300 so far. More of the money will go toward a fund that, most of the money will go toward a fund that sends young people with muscular dystrophy to summer camp. So, fortunately, the firefighters found the ring and just hung on to it. They knew somebody would be by to claim it, and that's what happened. You heard Ted talking a minute ago about that baseball. Sold for $600,000. Had basically all the stars of the first wave into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, including Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner. That's an interesting story going on today. 6:36 now with Steve and Ted. And tonight is Wichita Neighborhood Night Out, sponsored by our Wichita Police Department. It's a way for folks to come out. It's going to may be a little rain tonight. Could be some rain, but it's a way for folks to come out and gather in the neighborhoods. And they register these neighborhoods in advance with the police department, and then the police will send by the local beat officers or the officers who work the area, come by and say hello, and you get to know them. And it's a good deal. It's a good way to build community relationships. I think firefighters can go by, too, I can't remember.
Yeah.
So thanks. Firefighters go by, and it's a way to know who's patrolling your neighborhood. Been going on for several years.
Yeah, it's a good deal, and tonight's the night.
And a lot of neighborhoods will participate. Mine hasn't for several years, simply because there's nobody in the neighborhood who'll take at least that much to organize it. But
that could be you.
Could be me, but I don't want a bunch of my stinky neighbors in my front yard.
Wow.
I guess I'm not very neighborly, am I? But I've given them all the benefit of the doubt. We had people living across the street from us, Ted. I swear. They were there when my daughter was in school, they moved in, and they were over there, I suppose, for at least 20 years. I saw the guy a lot, the man who lived there, never said hello to me, never even waved, nothing. Just you'd see him, he'd take off on his motorcycle somewhere. The woman who was there, she once, her dog got out, and it came into my front yard. She had to come over and get her dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time she ever said hello to me.
Wow.
And they lived over there for, like I say, 20-some-odd years.
They just didn't want to engage with you.
They did not want anything to do with us or me, I guess. So, anyway, now that house is sitting there empty. They're trying to sell it, but nobody can. Anyway, that's kind of the neighbors I've got. I've met the ones next door and the ones down,
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. There is one couple that lives catty corner from us, you know where I live, over on Hood, the Martins, and they've been there as long as Shelley and I've been there. They have two grown daughters, so there's that, and there's the Villas who live across the street that have been there for a while. So we have a few neighbors that have been there a long time, but not many. Don't know my neighbors very. I confess. All right, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler.
Very neighborly.
Oh, what a neighborly guy. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, neighbor.
Good morning, sir. Well, Monday, the live cattle made new lows for the current slide, and the feeder cattle had inside trading sessions, but were very near last week's lows. Now, the entire cattle complex closed negative yesterday. The five area feed yards sold nearly 93,000 head of cattle at an average price of $110.98, down $2 from the previous week. Movement was very light out of the southern feed yards last week. Lean hogs traded near last week's highs and closed positive yesterday, but well off the session highs. On the close, October live cattle, $1.10 lower at $108.15. October feeders, $0.52 lower at $148.95. And October lean hogs up 47 cents at $51.65. The soybean complex closed positive Monday after the soybeans, wheat, and corn all made new lows for the current move to the downside. The negativeness of last Friday's USDA report continued to put pressure on the grain prices. The wheat had a second session of double-digit losses yesterday. We see our corn and soybean condition ratings are slightly lower than previous week, and the crops are maturing faster than the five-year average. At the moment, December KC wheat's 4 3/4 higher at 571 3/4. December corn up 2 cents at 372 1/2, and November soybeans up a quarter of a penny at 869. September crude oil 79 cents higher at 67.99. December gold up $2.80 at $1,201.70. September S&P up 8 points at 2833 1/2. September dollar index 9 cents lower at 96.16. And September Dow Jones futures 75 points higher at 25,291. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, look at the KNSS Weather Center radar as we do it. When you're in Augusta and Butler County, and you are just clear as can be right now. But.
Exactly.
But. And everybody, as Pee-wee Herman said, everybody's got a big but.
Can't argue that.
Can't argue that. Kingman County is now becoming pretty much rain on right now, the whole county. And it's moving in from the west in Sedgwick County. We're just right knocking on the door on the west side of our county. And you're just, it's going to be, we're going to have some more rain today.
I tell you what, it's not going to make me disappointed. We picked up about an inch 30, so we were very happy about that. But the other thing I was happy about is up at the farm, they picked up somewhere close to 2 inches, the biggest rain they've had this entire growing season.
Yeah, you know, but it's been spotty. The National Weather Service guys here in Wichita told me their neighborhoods have got almost nothing here in Wichita. And then my neighborhood, we got close to an inch, I think. So it was really kind of spotty that way. But
And honestly, Steve, that's been the pattern we've been seeing this entire season is the rains have not been, you know, general.
Yeah. We need general rains now. We're going to get picked.
That's right. We've got too many corporals.
We're being too picky about it right now. All right. Thank you, there, sir.
Thank
642
you.
Steve and Ted. Keep it for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Getting your estate right. Don's going to be with us and tell us all about that. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up. Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.